President Bush imposed new sanctions on Syria yesterday. The sanctions were long expected under a congressional law known as the Syria Accountability Act, which President Bush signed in December. The White House has a list of complaints about Syria, including its failure to control its border with Iraq. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
Conservatives in Congress have been calling for tougher action against Syria for several years, but the administration resisted, partly because Syria cooperated with the United States on terrorism after 9/11, also because the administration did not want to limit its diplomatic options in dealing with Damascus. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says the administration had been trying through diplomatic channels to convince Syria to change its behavior, but without success.
And therefore, as time went on, we not only didn't oppose the legislation, but we felt it was appropriate to sign it.
The new sanctions prohibit all U.S. exports to Syria except food and medicine. They also ban all Syrian flights to and from the U.S. and restrict relations between U.S. banks and Syria's National Bank. Under the congressional legislation, President Bush could have barred U.S. firms from doing business in Syria, but he chose not to do that. Nonetheless, Republican Representative Ileana Ross-Layton of Florida, a co-sponsor of the legislation, was pleased by the White House action.
Hallelujah! Finally, we're getting it put into action.
Ross Layton says the Bush administration gave Syria's President Bashar Assad every chance.
The United States has been a very goodwill partner as long as possible with Syria, but the patient runs thin, and Assad has done nothing to curb the violence that he exports.
Syria's ambassador to Washington, Imad Mustafa, calls the sanctions unfair, but he says that his country plans to maintain what he calls a policy of dialogue and cooperation with the United States.
However, we cannot ignore the fact that such sanctions and such congressional acts will create more and more feeling of animosity and hostility throughout the whole region. It's not good.
Martha Kessler, a former U.S. intelligence officer with expertise on Syria, says the new sanctions are unlikely to produce the response that Washington wants, in part because Damascus already was under sanctions.
Syria is already on just about every list that we keep, and there have been sanctions against them for some time, and although the economic sanctions may cause some sort of minimal pain to them, it's not a big enough stick to make them compromise on what they consider to be issues of major principle to them.
Including how to treat groups such as Hamas and Hezbollah. The United States regards them as terrorist organizations. Syria views both groups as engaged in a legitimate struggle against Israel. Kessler says it will be interesting to see if Damascus continues to cooperate with the United States to rein in Islamic extremists.
We are giving up a relationship with a country that certainly is in the eye of the storm, has considerable impact on the situation in Iraq, and is in lockstep with us in concern about Islamic extremism.
The White House says that President Bush reserves the right to impose additional sanctions if Syria's behavior does not change. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.